tata wee wiki 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 tata
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome to Hawaiian Nights. Aloha.
Aloha.
My name is Tanya Tamutina, Tiny Dancer, hyphen O'Debra.
And my name is Diane Destiny O'Debra.
We're the O'Debra twins.
Uh-huh. And we're here in Hawaii.
Ready for a pleasure cruise? I hope so. We today, as always, have a special guest. So please welcome Katrin Heyer.
Hi, everybody. It's good to be here. Aloha. Oh, just you two, not everybody.
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 Aloha, the entire state of Hawaii.
Yep.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Where's my lei?
We had leis, but Diane had to take them to her bar to take a picture with it on a dog. So she
That's
forgot
okay.
it.
Understand.
So I was like, I understand.
Yeah. And then the people thought that was a thing, and so gave them away.
To their dogs?
To dogs, because they also wanted to take pictures.
Who wouldn't? I mean, if I had a dog and I saw people taking pictures with leis, I would be jealous immediately.
I understand. Well, we're in Hawaii, so there's probably some more.
There's just like a tree with leis, right, mm-hmm. that you can just like pick them.
Yeah.
But I guess since we're inside right now in Hawaii...
Yeah,
can't get them.
We're inside of this Hawaiian boat recording studio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
So you are a writer for The Frisky.
Yes.
So tell us about that. What kind of things do you write about?
Well, I'm their weekend writer and editor, so I mostly try to write about things that news items and quirky, weird things that sort of give people some joy on the weekends instead of pain.
That's nice.
So. I like to not feel pain on the weekends, too.
I'm all about a pain-free weekend. That's
not
my
sort
of...
Not the weekday, though.
No. You weekday, we like to just ram misery down your throat. No. I mean, we're like a women's website for the most part, but we're also really dumb and silly and fun and, like, we don't, you know, we're all about... We talk about feminist issues and stuff, but we try to put a really funny slant on it so that it's not, like, you know, ram down your vagina.
Right, right. I mean, you can ram it down my vagina if you want to.
Down my vagina from the top.
From the top. Like, go through my mouth and get to it that way.
That's how it works. Yeah.
It's science, you know? Yeah. It's just how anatomy is.
So, yeah, I'm like, I write comedy stuff. I do some serious things, and I perform around the city, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're a stand-up lady.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people jokes. It's how it goes.
I do. I sometimes get on stage and tell people jokes, and then they're like, leave. No.
No,
it's good.
Yeah. So if people want to, like, see your jokes online, where do they go?
Go to Twitter.
I always follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I enjoy you on
guys
Twitter.
You guys are very funny.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm on Twitter. It's at Katra Heyer, KatraHigher, and the Katra is... Because of the villain in She-Ra.
I thought so.
Yeah. Oh. But, like, I Kardashianified it so that it's a K, like, my real name. So that's where it comes from.
Right. I mean, sometimes you just have to add – I mean, that's a good villain, like a Kardashian.
I think
Kardashian,
Katra was – yeah, it's like a Kardashian version of an 80s female cartoon.
I like it. I know how much you like the 80s, too.
I do.
I like how much you talk about Sanka.
I love Sanka.
I just love when you talk about
it. I actually have some Sanka in my cupboard right now.
I know you do.
I want some.
I have never doubted that there's Sanka at your house.
There's Sanka at my house. Is. And I love drinking Sanka when I have like nude fingernails on, you know?
Ooh.
That's classy.
Like, it looks like a catalog.
That sounds very nice. So
then you have the full effect, you know?
Have you considered making a Sanka catalog?
No, until
just now, I think I'm going to.
I would really like that.
That's a really good idea.
We have a case of Fuego at work that I've kind of been gradually rocking through.
What's Fuego?
Fuego is a soda pop that was big with, like, Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, I thought it was called something else. Fuego.
Is it tasty?
It's disgusting. It's like a sugar, like, you immediately feel like you're
going to die. Yeah.
Fuego.
Fago.
There
I'm
we go.
It wrong.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Because I think it's spelt with a U, maybe, so I thought it had a foreign flair.
Right. So you're drinking this stuff.
Well, I've been, there's a case. It's been there for a month, but sometimes I break down and try one, and then I feel disgusting immediately. It's like eating McDonald's.
Right, right, right.
It's an immediate disgust with yourself, life, the world.
You just feel a garbage person.
Is it worse than Mountain Dew?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's intense.
Is it like red or, I just imagine it's gross.
There's grape.
I thought you were
going to
say there's gray.
What? The flavor is gray. Gray flavor.
I like the grape one the best.
I like the gray one the best. Just sadness. That's the flavor.
Just drink your sadness. Mm-hmm.
Living in a trailer is the name of that one.
Do you guys, speaking of 80s and 90s, do you guys remember childhood when it was like those plastic, juice things, but it was just sugar, and they were like in plastic with a little foil top, and you would open it up.
It was called childhood. You guys,
no, I wish.
We should make a drink called childhood.
Yes,
I like that idea.
I wonder if our listeners remember what I'm talking about.
Oh, can they blog in? No, they can't.
No, because this is recorded.
But anyway, you guys can all imagine what I'm talking about. Maybe it's Tom, do you know what I'm talking about? Are we allowed to talk to him? No.
Who's Tom?
They were in these, like, they looked like plastic
the captain
barrels.
Of this boat that
That's
we're
true.
In.
Toot, toot.
Anyway, I'm going to forget it. No. I'm going to forget it. Forget it. It's just an 80s, 90s throwback, but I don't know if people remember.
It had a foil. Oh, wait a second. I do remember. Yeah. They were like, now that you said foil top, it was like that. It almost looked like weird, like milk carton plastic.
Yeah, or like a barrel. And they
yeah,
were like,
yeah.
I remember the feel of it.
I do know what you're talking about, too. They came in a lot of lunch situations.
Yeah, but it was pure syrup sugar.
It was the
worst. It was like
I
really
hated those.
Not healthy at all. I'm surprised they were for kids.
I wonder if they still make those.
I'm going to research.
I don't know what they're called.
No, I don't either.
How do we all have them?
They're called childhood.
I think they're just called childhood.
Yeah, that's what everyone's childhood is. Yeah. Those gross things. How do we all have them and not know what they're called?
Because it was just like an accepted part of life, I think. Like
I
Ronald
saw
Reagan
them
and, you know.
I don't think anybody really loved them.
No.
I just drank milk.
Right, that's right. You're just a Milko.
Just a Milko. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're from Massachusetts. I mean, I lived there as a kid for a while, and we also had hoodies.
Yeah, yeah.
We always had those.
A hoodie cup.
Hoodie. Hoodie, I call
it. It's close.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried a couple Squeeze It sometimes. Is it like that?
Squeeze It? What's that?
Oh, maybe it's a West Coast thing.
No, I think I might remember.
It's like a plastic orangey fruit soda kind of drink. They had, like, grape and stuff, too.
I think I have them.
And you squeezed
yeah.
off the top, and then you squeeze it. A lot of people refer to farts as squeeze-its. When you, I've heard this fart being described as a squeeze-it before.
I'm going to start doing
where
that
you're
now.
Trying
it's perfect.
To, if you know, like, if you, like, I grew up with these. And I remember, so basically the fart is, like, if you're trying to hold it in, but it just, like, keeps squeezing out. And
I feel like that's my life, one long squeeze.
That's, like, every woman's life is squeeze it.
The bottles would do, like a little bit and then. So that's the, like, you're walking away so people don't know you're farting, squeeze it.
Right. Like a crop dusting situation.
Kind of a crop dust, yeah.
Right.
I feel like those are more intentional. Where the squeeze it's not
oh,
as
right.
intentional.
That's like
the squeeze it is like a yeah, it's like a panic ridden. Right. Yeah.
It's like get away, my crush is here.
My crush is here. Oh, I just squeezed it. Oh, use it in a sentence for me like a few different ways so I know I'm using. Like, can you say I just squeezed it or I just did a squeeze it? Like, how does it work?
Yes, I don't think squeezed it would work. I think you would have to say, like,
here
just,
comes a
just pulled a squeeze it.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Here comes a squeeze it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See you later, guys. I gotta go squeeze it.
Did you ever say that to your friends?
Probably. I'm sure anything that's ever came out of my mouth just has.
Right. Right. Squeeze it. Squeeze it. Speaking of squeezing it, do you guys want to take a quiz?
We sure would.
Okay. All right.
I think I got a good one today.
So here in Hawaii, it's a tradition for us to take a slumber party quiz with our guest.
Okay.
Because that's what Hawaiians like to do. So basically what's going to happen is Tanya is going to read out the questions. We all have to agree on the same person. We are all as one.
A same answer.
Same answer.
Like we're the same person.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So this quiz is called Would a Vampire Fall in Love with You?
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like I already know the answer, but yeah,
I think so.
Although I was Team Jacob. I'm the werewolf.
Oh, I can see that about you.
Well, yeah. He's spicy. You know, I like him.
I know
spicy.
That. Yeah. He's your type. He's
like a little bit of flavor.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I am too, even though I hate both of them.
Well, I'm not into the, like, a pale, sparkly guy.
No. I would have been at a point in my life, though.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah. Oh, in my teenage goth days. Like, yeah, give me that sparkle, kid.
So I would still be like, give me the brown one.
Right. Okay, ready. Would a vampire fall in love with us? Summer holidays, where do you spend them? At the beach, sunbathing, with a wink emoticon for whatever reason. Most of the time at the mall or the cinema, doing something indoors. In my room, sleeping till the sun goes down and it is getting dark outside.
At the beach, sunbathing.
Yeah.
Except for I wouldn't be sunbathing. I'd just be in the water playing the whole
time. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I love the beach a lot, but I'm not a sunbather.
Yeah.
I like to put on a lot of sunblock and then lay in the sun.
But I wear, like, big brimmed hats and my sunglasses, like, an, you know.
I can definitely see, yes. Like, the minute you said that, like, it's like it's happening right now. I'm imagining it.
I, like, definitely old school, yeah. Like, Elizabeth Taylor. Mm-hmm. I don't want my wrinkles to happen on the face, you know. No. I don't mind the body so much if that deteriorates, but it's my face that.
Right.
I just want to be in the water mermaiding around.
I would
definitely mermaid. I'm a water baby for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you're a fellow Cancer as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Yeah.
We're just alike.
We are. Well, I mean, it seems like we like the beach, and we, I don't know, I feel like I wouldn't be just indoors all summer.
No
Although
way.
As like a late teen, I would definitely be sleeping until the sun goes down and then going out and doing my gothic partying
late
at night.
Teen, absolutely. Right. I slept till like 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Like all the time. Yeah.
I don't know, guys.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Diane.
I mean, I would sleep until like noon, but there's stuff to do.
No, there is stuff to do.
Summer.
Well, it depends. If it was really hot.
I guess I probably just had to go to work.
That's probably what it is, right? Well, should we say we're at the beach?
We're at the beach.
Okay, we're at the beach. One nice day, you are sitting on a park bench relaxing. Suddenly, you hear a strange sound, but it is only a couple making out. What do you think? Wow. It is kind of weird, but I have to admit that this is actually pretty hot. And then there's like a little O and a dash and a big O. And I don't know what that means because I'm too old to know what that is.
How close to us are they? Are they sitting
I
next
don't know.
To us making
we,
out?
We just hear them.
Are they in the bushes?
Let's just say they're in the bushes because in this picture it looks like there are people in the bushes.
They're
so
in the
let's
bushes.
Let's just say they are. I want to kiss someone too right now, sad face. You sigh, trying to look away, but you cannot because you're a creep. Just staring at that making out couple. It is kind of romantic, but I feel uncomfortable watching them do this too, and you try to ignore them. I feel like, yeah, I would feel uncomfortable, and I would not be just staring at them like a fucking beach monster.
I would get uncomfortable. I don't like PDA. I'm sorry.
Right.
I think I'd be like, I just want to kiss someone too.
Ooh.
Sad face, horny.
Sexuals. Sad face
actually,
horny.
I guess I'm kind of sad face horny.
Let's do that. Let's just be horny.
Let's just can we be horny. Just be sad face
yeah.
horny?
Yeah.
I'm branding that now.
Sad face
my
horny.
My new general emotion.
Like you're so, like it's like a smile, like a down face smiley emoticon with a big boner.
With a boner, yes.
Yeah. Aww.
We need we all knew immediately.
We all pity boner.
No, people are like, hey Diane, how are you? Sad face horny, you.
I like this.
I like it, too.
This is a whole new you for the new year.
It's, you know, resolution.
Yeah, sad face horny.
Nothing I like better than depressed horny.
Yeah, yeah, just crying with a boner.
I feel like I've just always been this way.
Sad face horny and that we finally put a name to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're
this affliction. This is a movement.
Uh-huh. Okay, finally, the summer holidays are over. You want to go out, though. When you look in your closet, what do you notice first? Clothes, the color, And then there are these three lines. I don't know what that means. Many, many skinny jeans. some 18th century corsets. those are our choices. Colors, skinny jeans, or corset.
If we're teens taking a vampire quiz, there's no way there's colors in that closet.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Can I swear on this?
Of course you can. Okay, yeah, it's the internet. You can do whatever you want here.
Awesome.
I don't think we would have that many skinny jeans, though, either, unless we were, like, those really skinny goths. But there's a lot of chubby goths. Let's face it.
There are also a lot of really skinny goths, too.
Okay, well, there's nothing
in
between.
I like the chubby goths.
I feel like skinny or chubby goths, though, would have 18th century corsets.
Oh, yeah, I definitely had a couple of corsets.
Mm-hmm. We would totally have corsets. And, like, even if there was, like, now, I'd love to wear a corset now in my mid-30s and see what happens.
I support you.
I didn't know that flab went there.
It's just going down now.
It's going down.
No, it's supposed to go up.
It's supposed to go out or maybe up, but the muffin top is like sinking far.
God.
I think we should all have a corset party and check this out. I'm curious as to see which way my body will morph as well.
you have taters that are made for a corset, though.
So does Katrina, actually.
Yeah, I do, too. I have some corset taters.
Our taters will go up.
Right. Yeah.
No, but I agree with you. I'm worried about what's going to go south.
Right. Oh, God, being old is so hard. You are done with your makeup. What kind of products did you use? Foundation, the lightest shade I could find, sunscreen, lip balm to prevent chapped lips. Next one, lip gloss, some bronzer to add freshness to my face, blush, mascara. Next one, eyeliner and lipstick in a dark shade. It's very specific. It's hard to remember what's what.
Okay, I feel like it's either the first one or the last one.
Me too.
Let's go with the last one.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do a dark shade lipstick. I would do red, but I would definitely pile on the eyeliner.
Yeah, for sure.
But red is a dark shade.
Yeah.
You know, it's not pink.
Okay. Yeah, I don't go
she
for
just
nude.
Means like
I don't want nude lips.
Right.
No, I've never seen maybe you used to go in a nude lip every now and again,
I don't
but just
think
for like
so.
A
maybe
second.
When I was that bad hippie phase of mine, but
we have some Odebra shots of you in a nude lip.
Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like it just makes my Irish big head look so much bigger.
Really? That there's just more head there if your lips are nude?
It is like, my lips just like go into the head.
Sad face horny.
Sad face horny.
Oh. So your girlfriend takes you out for dinner. What do you choose? Steak tartare, linguine with olive oil and garlic. Uh-oh, I mean, a vampire is not going to like that, you guys. Veggie sandwiches with soy protein. I hate these choices.
I do, too.
I don't want any of them.
Well,
which one do you want?
Are we lesbians? Or
I guess we are
lesbians.
Was this
asking, are we a guy?
So your girlfriend takes you out for... I guess...
I assumed we were a girl if there's any 18th century corsets
there's
in our closet.
There's a lot of makeup in this. So.
I'm kind of feeling the steak just because like it's like sensual blood.
Blood.
Like
blood.
Blood and meat.
What was the last choice?
Veggie sandwiches with soy protein.
No, no. I get where they're going with that, like vegan goth or something. Mm. And I can see how you would go in that
direction.
We
want bloody raw steak.
I think we want like bloody raw steak.
I normally wouldn't pick that as someone who does not eat meat, but I will pick it right now for you guys because of the blood.
So would you pick linguine?
Well, here's the thing. I can't eat garlic because then I'll have squeeze its big time. I also don't eat soy, so I'm shit out of luck with this list, you guys.
Are.
But for you guys, let's go
you
steak.
You get a salad. We'll eat the steak.
Yeah, we'll eat the steak, you get the salad. Or the risotto that comes with it.
I'll just sit on the floor like a dog and you can throw me leftovers.
Okay.
Perfect.
Suddenly you cut your finger. How do you react? You have to vomit. You get an adrenaline rush and pass out. You do not freak out. It is just some blood, you say, licking your finger. Now, the picture of the cut of your finger is the most tiny cut in the world. It's so small. How in the world?
It's like Snow White's mom dying from pricking her, finger.
That is
small.
It's like checking to see if your period is there.
through your finger.
With your finger.
My finger period.
Finger period. Sorry. Am I the only one that does that?
No. We've all done this.
We've all done it. But also, no, it's time to check. I mean, I've been crying for 3 days at commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. That's true. Can't stop eating cheese. Help. I mean, I guess I'm not going to freak out, and I'm going to say it is just some blood
in,
like, my finger.
Say.
I'm going to do that, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to lick the shit out of that one finger.
What are your favorite flowers? Your friend asks after you licked your finger, vomit, passed out. What?
Wait, what?
Okay.
Oh, we did all of these
things.
So,
like, well, like, whichever one you did. We licked our finger, so I guess I don't know why our friend is asking us what our favorite flower is specifically after that moment, but I guess we just did whatever with our finger and
roses
the blood.
Roses with thorns.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that maybe is how we pricked our finger.
Or black violet.
That's not even...
What's
roses with thorns is not even an option on here. I can't believe this. Well, ... sunflowers. Why do you ask? next one is moonflowers, ... smiley face.
What are moonflowers?
I don't think they're real.
I think they're fake.
That sounds pretend.
Yeah, sounds pretend.
It does sound pretend.
And then, what is so special about flowers? What what about a frond of a weeping willow?
What's a frond?
I don't really know.
A frond is like kind of like a branch version of like a, like if you just take a thing out.
Tom is showing us.
Is that a moonflower?
That's a moonflower. It looks like.
Oh, that's pretty.
That is pretty.
It is pretty. Thank you, Tom, for telling us that.
It kind of looks like a white tulipy.
Or like a dahlia or something.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it looks like
a glycianthus a little bit. It's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to go with moonflowers, you guys.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the like angsty third version a lot.
Me too.
But I understand that maybe we should.
Yeah. Like, what are flowers? I just want this dried up branch. I'm sad face horny.
Okay. Your friend smiles, gives a shrug, and goes to the bathroom. This question was.
After this is getting more tea than
squeeze it, I'm telling you.
After some time, you got tired of waiting and go to the bar, drinking a non-alcoholic cocktail. From the corner of your eye, you see a man who is incredibly handsome entering the restaurant. You turn around in hesitation. He takes a seat right next to you. Oh, shit. I just made a mistake. Sorry, guys. Talk amongst yourself for a moment while I figure out what I just did.
All right.
So we're at a bar and our friend leaves.
Well,
shrugs first.
Shrug, smile, and then to the bathroom. Like, gonna do some cocaine or whatever.
Oh, that kind of shrug. Okay, not I have to poop. She's gonna go do coke.
It could be either one. Probably both.
No, yeah, I guess around the two go hand in hand.
Especially around this neighborhood. I don't know. In Hawaii. No. Yeah, so maybe. We don't know what she's doing, but.
No, but then an incredibly handsome. So
yeah.
What do you think he looks like? What would be your, that's the most handsome.
In your Teen Choice Awards life.
Oh, my Teen Choice Awards life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not now. Like, now I'd be like Benicio del Toro. But
now, my one now is, like now. Burt Reynolds. I love, like, really.
He liked Burt
Reynolds. No, like, the older I get, the more I want, like, really hairy apes, you know? Like a beast.
She like, woke up like this.
Like a man in the trees, you know? Like,
yeah.
No, but
I'm
when
just
I was
like, you can fix stuff. I never thought that would be a thing.
I like that. I like just like, yeah. But when I was younger, I liked like very, almost effeminate men, I think. Because I was like kind of bi, so maybe that was part of it.
Right. Just going for the in-between.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, he looks. So, like, I would say, like, 16-year-old Bieber or something.
You would have been into that.
I think so. But
I think it's, like, a non-threatening thing,
too. He'd have to be more moody. Like, I wish there was a version of, like, a more artsy, like, withdrawn Bieber. Not so poppy.
We should ask him to go goth for us.
Totally. Yeah.
We really think more teens are going to like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, is there a teen, like, heartthrob that's really withdrawn and mysterious?
There has to be, or at least that they perceive, or maybe not. I don't know. I feel like they're all the same now. Like,
they all
have one flavor.
There's the 21 Pilots guys.
I don't even know what that is.
I have no idea what that means.
I'm so old.
Yeah.
Well, they're the new teen thing, except for they're like in their like early 20s.
They all are.
And they're like catering to like 14, 15-year-old girls. My niece is all
healthy.
About them.
It's so healthy.
Yeah, they have tattoos, and they skateboard around their, like, cul-de-sac in suburbia and kind of rap and then ballad.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like sad-faced horny
that.
To the max.
Yeah, that's like sad-faced horny with a little creepy.
Yeah.
Predatory.
Too old for those teens. Yeah. Get away from them.
But I know what... Yeah, I guess in the 90s, I was also kind of into like... Yeah, like skater bad boys.
Right.
I liked Billy... what's his face from Green Day?
Yes, I
liked
loved him.
I had a crush on him.
I totally had a crush on him.
I also had a major crush on Adam Sandler, so who knows? I was all over
that's
the place.
Right. I thought that was very interesting.
I had a poster of him in my bedroom.
Oh, I was definitely into dead people, too. River Phoenix, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah,
I was like, who's sad and dead? Let me get a poster of them.
You are sad face horny if anybody
Yes. Yes. Okay, I fixed whatever I did.
Okay.
So, from the corner of your eye, you see a man who is incredibly handsome entering the restaurant. You turn around in hesitation. He takes a seat right next to you, sighing. You cannot take your eyes off of him. He notices it, looking back. His eyes are dark with a hint of redness in it. What do you say?
Is he stoned or is he, did he bring the Coke to our friend who shrugged and smiled and went to the bathroom?
Maybe.
Or is it red like he has vampire eyes?
I think it's like he has vampire eyes. There's a picture of red eyes, although that looks like a female baby's eye and not like a man's eye, but maybe I'm wrong.
It kind of looks like a vampire eye.
It looks a little bit like one.
Yeah. Why is he sighing?
Yeah, why is he's so sad.
Oh, okay.
Because of darkness. Okay. What do we say? Wow, you has got insanely dark eyes.
You has got...
Wow, you has got insanely dark eyes.
I can't when she reads
to
it.
Make hearts melt, you whisper dreamily. You could not control yourself. After you have realized that you told out loud what you were thinking, you blush scarlet. That's just one.
That's a long thing. Wow.
So you say you has got dark eyes.
Yes.
Oh shit! Did I just say that?
Oh girl, I don't know about
while
this.
Turning scarlet.
Well, you blushed scarlet because you realized that you told out loud what you were thinking.
So. You has got
dark eyes.
You were thinking you has got, and then you said it.
And you said, and you're like, I'm a fucking idiot because I can't even speak English. So I blush scarlet. Okay. You touch him lightly and say, oh, your hands are cold. Do you mind if you would hold my drink? It is almost getting warm. And then there's one of those winkies with a capital D.
Oh, right.
You know.
Do you mind non-alcoholic
if you would hold my drink? Child needs to go to English class. Okay, and the next one is, hi, my name is blank. You are looking quite sad. Why? You say, running your fingers through your hair. Sad face horny all the way.
I like the third one, I think. Well, I don't know. The first one's so absurd, I almost kind of want to go with that.
They're all really.
I also think, for the most part, I make the most mistakes because I do say shit out loud.
Right.
So that's something I very well might just have blurted out.
Wow, you has got insanely
well,
dark
you has
eyes.
Got insanely dark eyes. And then I'd be embarrassed immediately.
Oh my God, you has got insanely dark eyes to make hearts melt.
Oh, to make hearts melt.
It's wow, .. You has got insanely dark eyes, .. to make hearts melt.
I feel like I would definitely say that, like, really badly. Like, yeah. I could genuinely be saying that
and then be like, why have I done this?
Oh.
Yeah. When do you say to make hearts melt, Diane? When have you ever said that except now?
I feel like we've got to go with this first one.
We're going with the first one.
It's too much. Yeah.
From now on, I will be telling guys that they have insanely dark eyes to make hearts melt. That is my new pickup line. I'm on the Tinder.
Put that in your Tinder bio.
Yes.
Tindo? Put in Tinder bio.
Okay, Mom, I'll put it in Tindo.
Put that in Tindo.
That's for Tindo. You has got. Let's make Tindo.
As my favorite quote.
Oh no, I'm crying.
I want to make Tindo. I just really want Tindo so bad.
It's
for
Tinder.
Everyone who's almost.
We're almost on Tinder. Tindo.
Tinder like Duplo instead of Lego.
All the things your mom tells you, all the dating advice from your mom, if you took it, would be Tindo.
Yes! That's perfect.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, woo. Okay, after the two of you talked about some random stuff, he asks you if you want to take a walk, and you agree. You stop. Now you are standing under an oak tree, watching the moon shine through the leaves. He looks deeply into your eyes, leans forward, and begins to kiss you passionately. You, first one, are clutching him to you, your fingers knotted in his hair.
I love that he begins to kiss you passionately. If you're kissing me passionately, you're not beginning.
You're not
to kiss
beginning.
Me. We're kissing passionately.
Okay, so
well, my fingers are knotted in your hair.
You need to go to the hospital if your fingers are knotted somehow. That's not right.
I wish you could see what I'm doing with my fingers.
She was doing something with her fingers.
I was, you guys. I promise.
Okay, there's more to that one. This is still one. You are clutching him to you, your fingers knotted in his hair. You could not resist, but fortunately, you push his face away as his movements are getting rougher.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this took a turn. Ooh. I don't like it. The next one, are making out with him until he loses control. Slap him.
What is that? Does he jizz?
It's supposed to be loses, but does he jizz? I guess.
Wait,
that
who
would
loses
be...
control? Me or him?
Him.
Him.
Oh.
We're making out passionately, and then he loses control.
That sounds like a cum.
It sounds like a cum to me.
It sounds like a cum to me.
And you know what? If a guy's gonna cum that quick,
no way.
I don't know.
Then I would slap him.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I'd be like, oh.
Although
okay.
the ones
it's
who take
okay.
too long are a pain in the ass, too. But, right. like, I mean, we're just kissing.
You're just kissing. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You're just
that's
kissing.
That's a little far-fetched.
If my handsome stranger that made my heart melt came after kissing me for beginning
under an
to
oak
kiss
tree.
Me. No. Mm-mm.
Maybe it was the
thing. Your beginning. You're right. It's just the beginning.
It's the beginning of a passionate kiss.
It's just,
maybe it's the finger knots are making him come.
It could be true.
You know?
I don't even know what to do with this one.
Jesus.
It's tough.
What was the first option again?
Okay. The knot, finger knot.
You are clutching him to you, your fingers knotted in his hair. You could not resist. But fortunately, you push his face away as his movements are getting rougher.
That sounds hotter.
Yeah, that's a little 50 like, Shades.
No, I don't even want it. And then push his face away.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hold the thrust for a second because my fingers are knotted in your hair.
Yeah, just give me, wait.
My fingers went with it.
Hold on.
Are we going with that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go because it's so weird.
It's too much.
There's knotting and thrusting.
Okay, this one has a picture of Brad Pitt as a vampire.
Nice.
Okay, and in Interview with the Vampire.
Okay. Yeah. The kiss is over. He looks at you with a strange expression on his face. See you later. Then he disappears. You walk home alone and lost in thoughts. You think about beautiful places. Which of these places would you like to visit? Somewhere in a forest with a couple of best friends. When it is getting darker, we start a campfire and tell spine chillers. I don't know what this emoticon means. It's like a sideways pointer with eyes and a D. I don't know what it is. Okay. Someplace where I can see the moonlight and the stars. Someplace by the sea. The sun is shining. Seagulls are flying in the sky. Something like that.
Something like that. That could be like Atlantic that. City, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Anywhere is that answer. You think about, I don't understand the point of this question after such a After this makeup,
I think
that's
I like the friends in the beginning with the campfire.
Yeah. Plus, we can look at the stars and moon if we're in the middle of a forest camping.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, there's
fun. Scaring your friends.
No cool seagulls or whatever, but...
I like that you think they're going to be cool. Like you're just going to befriend a couple of seagulls.
Seagulls are pretty cool.
I'm not as anti-seagull as most people are really anti-seagull. I don't mind them. I get... Like, it's our fault that they're so greedy.
Right.
Same with pigeons.
I just feel like your idea of seagulls is based on The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Like, you're going to...
And my idea of everything is.
Okay. Now it is time for some normal questions.
Good luck.
Wait, this quiz is still going on?
Yes, it's still happening. We still don't know if vampires could fall in love with us.
This is very intricate. I feel as though this is...
We're learning a lot.
Yeah, I also didn't know it was a Brad Pitt vampire. I mean, Christian Slater vampire, maybe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry right now. Okay. What do you think you secretly long for? Why don't you know? I guess it's a secret even from you. Okay. I long for love and or adventure. I secretly long for revenge and or sex. I secretly long for friendship and or attention. I think we know what the answer to that is.
I know. Revenge and sex threw me off.
Anytime the answer is attention, though.
It's attention.
Yeah, worried for all of us.
Yeah, which, you know, attention could get me revenge and sex.
Well, that's the thing. Attention or sex. Attention's a catch-all.
Yeah.
So
we need attention.
Attention. What is your perception of beauty? For me, beautiful is long, extraordinary hair, and...
and do you guys think my hair is long and extraordinary?
I do! It's so pretty!
I'm so glad that you immediately knew that we were all thinking like
that. I was thinking of your hair.
That's my long, extraordinary hair. Yes.
And guess what the second part is? An amazing pair of blue eyes. Okay, second one. I cannot explain it. But in a strange way, I think pain and sorrow is beautiful to look at. It sounds awful, but this is the truth.
That's the sad horny, sad face horny.
It is like a small O dash small O. Examples, The Phantom of the Opera, Louis from Interview with the Vampire. So thanks for the examples of what that is.
I thought he was going to say Louis, like Louis C.K. I was like, oh, ooh. I don't
know. I'd probably bang Louis C.K.
But is he your idea of, like...
Beauty?
Of beauty.
No.
I feel so mean right now saying this. Sorry, everyone. I'm a jerk.
But I feel more attracted to people's personalities always. Like, that's not, like,
right.
Just a cliche. Like,
I think I am, too, at this point, too. Maybe when you're younger and more superficial.
Yeah.
But when you're older, you're like...
Although, I guess if I had to choose between The Phantom of the Opera and Louis C.K. The Phantom of the Opera is one of the choices.
He can't even see his little half messed up face.
He has to wear a mask because he's so fucked up. Like, what?
And he opera
sings. Some people are into that.
Well, and he's like an opera singer, though.
But he's like,
talented.
It's like a fucking show about raping a girl. So have you guys recently seen Phantom of the Opera?
Not in my adult life.
I don't think so.
It's the worst.
It's
it is the
really
worst.
Bad.
Like,
yeah.
I felt so angry through the whole thing. Like, give her back. Don't take her away to your secret fucking ghost
lair. Yeah, she's
lair.
Like, isn't she like locked away?
Yeah, he like kidnaps her.
Yeah.
So is Beauty and the Beast.
Right, that's true.
There's a lot of beasts kidnapping.
Yeah, it's a lot of like monsters kidnapping. Yeah.
Okay, third. We still haven't gotten to the third one. Okay. No one is really beautiful except for celebrities, of course.
Isn't that true?
They are almost at any time perfectly beautiful, V/V. It is not fair. Oh, my God. I don't know what to pick, you guys.
What was the first one again?
For me, beautiful is long, extraordinary hair.
You're not with that
one. Pair of blue eyes.
Long, extraordinary hair and amazing pair of beautiful
just,
blue eyes.
How do you put, like, Phantom of the Opera in the same category as Brad Pitt? Like, what in the fucking world?
Well, I mean... I'm not really into pretty guys,
right,
so, like, maybe I would have been like, Who's that guy in, like, you know, science class wearing that mask? Like, what's his story? Like, yeah, my very well teenage me would have probably been intrigued.
You would have liked the mystery.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Mysterious guys are always hot.
Well, and I guess, like, the balls to just wear a mask at school. Mm-hmm. You're just doing whatever the fuck you
Except
want.
Except nowadays it's, like, the guy in the cape, and you're like, oh, that's not mysterious. Mm-hmm. That's not good.
No, you're going to get hurt. I just know it.
He's got a maybe a gun under the cape. Ugh. I don't know.
Ugh.
Sorry, that got dark.
It's got sad. I just got so sad about that. I'm gonna put the pieces back together. Which one do you want?
I don't know, Diane.
I think it'll be more interesting to fuck Phantom of the Opera.
So. All right, let's do Phantom of the Opera.
Right. Let's do it.
I'm into it.
Did you ever get a transfusion? Wow, this is a very personal question. HIPAA laws be damned. We are going to answer this. Yes, because I was attacked by an animal and lost a lot of blood. No, I did not, but I broke my leg last year. I am so clumsy. No, never.
I mean, I broke my ankle last year. Yeah. You did?
I broke my every single thing last year.
You broke
year.
Every single
you
thing.
You broke everything.
Everything.
But it wasn't because you were clumsy.
It was not clumsy.
Mine was because I was clumsy.
Yes, that I believe to be true.
I think it is more interesting to be attacked by an animal.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think we were attacked by an animal.
Yeah, we were.
We lost a lot of blood.
It's from that time we pricked our finger.
Yep. Last but not least... Did anybody ever said to you that you smell very good or even delicious? Once someone said to me, blank, you reek of perfume. I cannot remember, but I shower every day. Surprisingly, yes. But something like that said only one of my friends or my mother to me.
What?
I have no idea. But something like that said only one of my friends or my mother.
Oh,
so like some random person, not like a love interest, told you you smelled good.
Like your mom.
I can't imagine my mom being like, you smell really good.
Yeah, that's a little
your mom's ever said that. You smell delicious. Mom,
get away. Go take a nap, Mom.
Go take a nap.
I don't know. This one's tough. These ones are not real choices.
I don't like this one very much, but
we have no choice. We've got to answer
it. I think the first one.
Yeah, first one.
Someone said to me, you reek of perfume. That would never happen to me. That would never, ever happen to me.
Oh, wait,
that was the second one.
What was the one with the delicious?
Oh, well, here, I'll read them again. Once someone said to me, you reek of perfume. Second one, I cannot remember, but I shower every day. Third one, surprisingly, yes. But something like that said only one of my friends or my mother to me. Oh, we're so dumb in this quiz.
Let's go with the third one. I'm pretty
sure
somebody's told me I smell delicious at some point.
if it was
my mom.
Yeah. Mom, how come you never taught me it smelled delicious?
We should all call our moms after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you think I smell today, Mom? Mom. It's taking a while to tabulate our results of whether or not.
What do you guys think it's going to be? I think we're definitely going to have dated a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
I totally want to date a vampire.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if you really had the choice to date that sparkly vampire? Like, everybody else in the world is human, and you found this sparkly vampire, would you date him? Diane's really giving this thought. Really? Katrina's engaged, so I feel like, you know, you're our option of, like, I guess we get to live vicariously through you.
Okay, I'm the single one, and if I found a sparkly vampire,
like a real-life vampire.
Yes. Yeah. He could teach me some cool tricks, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And he might have a hot werewolf friend around. Mm-hmm.
So you'd date him just to get to his werewolf.
I think so.
Nice.
That's fine. I support you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want my guys to be sparkly, though.
Right.
Like, I'm rugged.
Go wash your face.
Well, would you let him suck your blood, though?
That's a good question.
A little. Just not a lot.
Yeah, you don't want to get faint.
No, but right. I think it seems kind of passionate.
Sure.
Suck my blood. How come you never suck my blood?
Mm-hmm. Plus, he probably thinks I do smell delicious.
Mm-hmm. Like blood.
That's hot.
You smell just like blood.
I don't know. I feel like I would much rather. Well, would you turn into a vampire, though, if he?
If I was truly in love with him, maybe.
Yeah, you might.
That's not how it works. Like, it's not like you only turn into a vampire because of love.
Well, no, that's what happened with Bella.
Oh.
She chose.
But he could have turned her in.
Spoiler alert, audience.
She turns into a vampire because
of love.
You've
never seen all the Twilights.
You've seen them all.
Of course I have.
I haven't seen them. My favorite genre is zombies, actually.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
but
they're my fave.
I mean,
but I wouldn't want to fall in love with them.
By myself, like, four times a week, you guys. I've seen it all.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys ready to find out if a vampire would fall in love with us?
Yes.
The answer is yes, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Your fragility, humanity, and beauty bewitched him. He cannot stop himself from thinking about you. When he is writing a poem, he thinks about your smile. When he is talking to others, he thinks about your shiny, smooth hair blowing in the wind. When he is going out drinking some blood, he thinks about your neck. He is obsessed with you. Be aware of the vampire sitting at your window at night, watching you sleep and listening to your heartbeat. In a little while, he won't be able to resist any longer.
Oh, my God.
Then he'll turn us into a vampire?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, I don't get how it works, because, like, sometimes they just kill you, and then sometimes you turn into a vampire.
Yeah, there's, like, well, remember in True Blood how, like, they would turn.
Yeah,
but sometimes
if they
wouldn't.
If they drink too much, they don't, right?
Then they just kill you.
Right, you just die. But if you turn, it's, like, a whole process.
Yeah.
Right?
I love he's just going out drinking some blood with his fellas. Like, he comes home late. It's like 20 years later. You're like, you've been out drinking blood with Kevin again?
I'm just having a couple bloods with my buds.
Kevin the vampire.
Kevin.
Yeah. You care about more spending time with Kevin than me.
Yeah. Why don't you just go drink Kevin's blood, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never drink my blood anymore.
I feel like pretty confident now that we know that a vampire would fall in love with us.
I just feel confident knowing someone will watch me sleep at night outside my window.
Finally. I feel really safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to tell us a secret?
Yeah, we love secrets.
Oh, no, is this what?
It's a tradition in Hawaii.
You tell us a secret. If you don't have a secret at the tip of your tongue, you could also tell us if you've ever pooped your pants.
Yes.
You're going to have to tell both eventually.
I need to know more about the time you pooped your pants.
I have pooped my pants, actually. Yeah. But it was at home. So that's I don't know if that
God.
Counts.
Totally. It counts. I'm sure you still were like, fuck, I'm pooping my pants.
Well, yeah, I had some really horrible virus. Well, we don't know. But my sister is a doctor, and I remember calling her, and she was like, you basically have dysentery.
A vampire would totally fall in love with you.
I know, because, like, she used this old-timey phrase, and I was like, wait, what do you mean? She's like, well, no, it's not a disease. It means just, like, severe diarrhea. So I had some really horrible GI tract thing, and it just made me shit my pants constantly while I was at home.
You didn't make it to the toilet?
Well, I kept, like, I would be in my bedroom, and I had a really high fever, and I would, like, get up to go use the bathroom, and it would just come out of my butt without.
Oh, that's terrible.
Like, yeah.
That's how I pooped my pants too.
Was
being really sick. Yeah.
Were you wearing colonial clothing at the time?
Is that how she diagnosed
dysentery?
You?
I had dysentery, and I had like my hair was sweated, like matted against my forehead, and yeah, I had like cotton sloths all over me. It was pretty bad.
Leeches.
Leeches. But no, that's how you shit your pants with like no control. Like there's, you know, obviously if you have diarrhea, it just sometimes it just happens, right? It's just like, but it like would fall out of my butt.
Right. Right. Sometimes it just falls out of your butt.
Sometimes you just fall out of your butt. So that's basically, I guess that's a secret, but it's not. I've told other people, though.
I had a feeling that we are not the first person to hear about
you
pooping your pants.
No, I have talked about it before. So either online or, you know, in person. I'm not sure which. But,
right. Well, now we've got that out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
No other secrets to tell us?
God, I don't know. That's so hard to be put on the spot. I don't know if I have too many secrets except, like, I don't know.
Well, like, did you ever do anything, like, really bad at a slumber party or something, or like, do you ever TP anyone's house?
I never TP'd anybody's house. I mean, I was a pretty rebellious kid, I guess, like a teenager.
Right.
I do remember, like, I did shrooms as a kid, but I lived in Europe, so it was, like, not as frowned upon.
Like, everybody was doing shrooms in, like, fucking algebra.
Yeah, yeah. So I would, like, be in class on drugs and stuff sometimes, but I don't think that's anything new. Everybody's done that, right?
We could take another quiz. Do we have time for another quiz? 10 minutes. Let's see.
I'm gonna do a quick one.
I think I do have a quick one. I don't want to submit this form again. No.
Did you bring us a present?
Was I supposed to?
I had a feeling that maybe you forgot to read the list. Yes, but that's okay.
Shit.
It's well, okay.
We can look in my backpack.
What do you have in your backpack?
Okay, I have a short quiz of six questions. This one is called What Does Your Fear Look Like? I also had one about which donut are you?
Oh, I kind of like the donut.
Oh, shit, I didn't put it. Oh, crap.
I guess it's about what does our fear look like?
You guys, I wish I could think of a good secret, and I can't.
It's okay.
All right.
We're going to find out what your fear looks like.
Okay.
Okay. Do you often keep secrets from others? Yes, but I don't trust anyone but myself. Yes, I don't trust anyone but myself. I will if I feel others will judge me for it. I am open with everyone I love. I need their support. I disguise how I feel to look professional and put together. I will tell lies in order to get out of commitments.
Oh, my gosh. This is a bit evil.
It is. Jeez.
I feel like the first one, like, I feel like if it's, like, a big secret, I do keep it to myself, except for I feel like I tell Nick everything.
Right. Right.
Like, I feel like he's, like, my one outlet that I'm like, this is what I've done.
Here are my secrets.
Yeah, I'll be honest with
you. I tell you pretty much everything, too.
Right, right. You sometimes take a long time, but then eventually you tell me.
Yeah, totally.
Like, sometimes if she, like, sleepwalks or maybe she's peed in her sleep and she doesn't tell me for, like, weeks at a time. And
right.
I'm like, no, you're supposed to tell me that. And the minute it happens.
I just forget.
Call me on the horn and tell me you sleep peed. I get, what, okay. So you think yes, I don't trust anyone but myself? That was the first one?
No, I think maybe the last one where we try to keep it together to look professional.
But oh, yeah,
only
that
to
is the, true.
Yeah, I do that.
Only
I
to mean, the extent you can, yeah.
Yeah, because all day long, otherwise I'd be like, you're a fucking asshole and I can't stand you.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah
that's right, push people that down the stairs.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would murder. I would be doing murders.
I think we would all,
Yeah. How do you feel about the phrase, until death do us part? And do is spelled D-U-E. So.
Oh, God.
It is like a prison sentence. I don't get that close to others.
Ooh.
I would never let my partner down. I love it. It means I'll never be abandoned. Marriage is a ways off, considering how shy I am. Well, that is none of us.
No.
Marriage is close for you.
Yeah.
This is a tough one because I feel like we would disagree on this one, but we have to agree because we have to be one.
Well, having been married, I did believe that at the time. So,
right.
And I still believe in it again.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty optimistic.
Okay. So I love it. It means that I'll never be abandoned.
Yeah, I don't want to be abandoned.
Or I would never let my partner down.
Or
I don't want to be abandoned.
I don't want to be abandoned.
Than, fuck the partner.
Yeah, I don't care about him. I'm just kidding.
Fuck you, partner.
Fuck you, partner. Just don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Or else I'll be sad face warning. What would it take for you to fall into a negative spiral?
Not much is what I'm going to say.
Absolutely nothing. If I let anyone I love down, if I became trapped in a bad situation, if I let someone in and they hurt me, if everyone hated and looked down on me, if no one loved me and I was left to my lonesome, that one sounds so sad. I would definitely be in a negative spiral if no one loved me and I was left to my lonesome.
But it's kind of like the other one, though. Like, right. If someone hurt you.
Yeah, they're very similar.
I just feel like I would probably get the fuck over it, though. I don't know.
Well, I mean, downward spiral, like, how long does it last?
Forever. You know?
I get very negative when people don't like me.
Yeah. I'll go with the last one. The sad, the, yeah. I'll the second the saddest to last.
Although,
one.
Second
please.
To last one.
You're right, actually. If everyone hated and looked down on me, that's
pretty
bad.
I would get really negative if someone.
Yeah. Okay.
With everyone.
Yeah. If everyone.
Usually I got a couple Team Diane cheerleaders.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But sometimes,
okay,
like,
so
I, do you guys ever go on Facebook and you're like, oh my God, nobody likes me.
Nobody likes me.
And you feel like a teen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's we are all teens forever now because of Facebook.
We are.
For sure.
Forever teens.
Dear diary, this is what
that's
I had for
everyone.
Lunch.
Everyone. Dear everyone I know.
Yeah.
How do you feel about social isolation? I'm accustomed to it and prefer my own company. Ugh. It's excruciating. I need others in my life. I'll choose loneliness if a relationship requires too much commitment. I'd like to be close with others, but I'm not good at making friends. If I have failed my loved ones, then I deserve to be alone.
See, none of these are like, you're actually really good at being social, Diane.
Right.
Like, why isn't that it?
Yeah, I'm really social, too.
I'm pretty good at it.
Right.
I'm a very social person.
But it doesn't ask that. It says, how do you feel about social isolation?
Oh, I don't like it.
So if no, then it is excruciating. I need others in my life.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
okay. Yeah, that one. Yeah. We need attention.
Yep. Attention. Yeah. How much do the opinions of other people affect you?
Majorly.
They affect me a lot. It hurts when people don't like me. It affects me if...
This
is a really sad quiz. I'm sorry, you guys. It's not as fun as I thought it would be. Because what does your fear look like just sounded like such a funny title.
I know. It's really funny in
and
theory.
And then it's so sad. It affects me if the criticism is true. I have to do better.
Oh, my God.
I just want to hug this person. Cheer up. Just cheer up. I don't let people close enough to hurt me. I am more concerned with my well-being than how others feel. I want to please those I love so they never leave me.
Just randomly pick one at this point.
I know, right?
Oh.
How about... It affects me if their criticism is true. I have to do
better. Yeah, right. That's true. Because then I'll be like, you know what? You got no one to blame but yourself.
Right.
Right. Take ownership of your own.
Exactly.
Of your shit. No, your that's shit. Good. That's actually positive. Take ownership of your shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Here we go. We've really turned this into a positive experience.
Now it's sounding very Oprah.
In what way have others hurt you in the past? I have been too close, then stabbed it where it hurts most. I've had to live up to high expectations. I have felt judged and ostracized by my peers. I have been abandoned and or neglected by someone I love. I have been trapped with someone who made me miserable.
Oh, my God.
I have been trapped with someone who made me miserable. But I like the idea of stabbing it where it hurts.
Yeah, I like that first one.
That's fun. It's a fun time. Okay, you guys. Our fear looks like alone. Oh, this isn't like fun at all.
I feel like alone is a case. Any answer would have came up alone.
I think it would have all been alone.
Obsessed with alone, which is why they're writing quizzes online.
Exactly. They wrote this quiz alone in their bedroom.
There's nothing funny about this answer, so I'm not even going to bother reading it. It's just, I'm sorry I put you guys through that.
Well, what's the picture?
It's somebody with their hair hanging down in.
Oh my gosh!
No, they do look alone.
That looks like that looks like the ring.
It does.
Just do your hair, girl. Put it together. Maybe you won't be so alone.
Yeah. Go to a gay bar. Like, just feel. You know.
Oh, buck up, sweetie.
Good Lord.
Well, anyway. Now that we've ended this on a really, really fucking sad, sad face, horny note.
Sad face, horny.
It's time for us to leave Hawaii. Katrin Heyer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been such a delight.
It's been so nice to be here.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I will send you a care package of presents since I didn't bring any today.
Sounds great. We love presents.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Okay, everyone. This is Hawaiian Nights. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.